Hello, listeners. Welcome to today's episode of the 15 Minutes of Fame podcast. I'm your host, Erica with Celeb Connect, and today we're here with Karen Dean. And Karen was a guest on one of our early podcasts talking about one woman and one girl. But today she's here to talk about her new coaching and speaking business. Hi, Karen. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me again.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
I'm super excited about this because I remember on the initial podcast, at one point you mentioned that for a long time you sort of had this vision or saw yourself on stage in front of an audience, inspiring people, and now you're doing it. So tell me why, or tell me what are you talking about? What are you coaching women on? What is it all about?
I have decided to take all of the crap that I have been through in my life, for lack of a better term, and develop a program to help women redefine their resilience, make bold changes in their lives, and define the next and best chapter of their lives. Because we all go through hard times. I find it that a lot of women, when they reach 30, 40, 50, you know, hit that milestone decade age, they go, oh my God, what am I doing? This is not where I thought I would be in my life. How do I get to where I want to be? So that's what I'm coaching women on, and I'm really, really excited about it.
That's amazing. People use the term resiliency. I hear it all the time. What do you mean by resiliency? Are you talking about just personally? Are you talking about, you know, a career, you know, resiliency in your business? What kind of obstacles are women facing with resiliency?
I think it applies to every aspect of our lives. And I think it starts personally. And I think our personal resilience goes into every other part of our lives. So we all know if we're having trouble at home, with our marriages, with our children, with our families, all of that goes into our careers, our businesses, whatever it is that we do outside of our home. And so I think it starts with looking at ourselves, getting our mindset in check. And resilience is, it's like a muscle. If we don't work at it and use it, then it's not very strong. So instead of leg day, I call it resilience day. And we, you know, you have to work at it. You have to set your mindset every day to be positive. You have to set your intentions and set goals and work towards them. And that, like I said, can apply to any part of your life, in your career, your business, or your home life.
Right. So would you say then a good sort of definition, and this is off the top of my head, of resiliency would be sort of, you know, having the strength to sort of, you know, move through whatever difficulties you're dealing with and come through with a positive outlook and grow in a positive way?
That is a great definition of it. It's mental toughness, and it's, get like you said, getting through situations in a positive way without it negatively affecting any part of your lives. I mean, mm-hmm. It will, some days are harder than others. You're going to have bad days, but the goal is to get through them and get out the other side with way more good days than bad days. So, I mean, you have to be realistic about it because there will be bad times. Your resilience will be tested, but you need to have faith in yourself to get through it and to see the light at the end of the tunnel and run for the light.
So yeah. You mentioned mindset too. And again, you hear this all the time, you know, have a positive mindset and be more positive. But I think that's just so much easier said than done. What tips, you know, do you give people to have a more positive mindset?
The first thing you need to do is really be self-aware and look at the things that light you up and look at, like, what is your why, is how I like to say it. Like, why do you do the things you do? What makes you most excited at the end of the day? And my biggest one is, do you actually even love yourself? Because if you don't genuinely love yourself, it's really hard to get through your days because you're always questioning yourself. You're always doubting yourself. So I do have a little exercise I do with the women that challenges them to say the words out loud, "I deeply and completely love myself." And I know how hard it is because I had a coach challenge me to do that about 4 years ago. And it actually took me 2 years to be able to say those words to myself in the mirror without hesitating or crying or looking away or, you know, having a negative reaction to it. So I think that's where everything really starts. And I like to do lots of exercises with the women to help them find that love for themselves. And I think once you have that power within you, you can conquer anything.
That's great. Yeah, I feel like, you know, at first, I've never tried to do something like that, look in the mirror and say like an affirmation like that. But I feel like at first it would feel a little bit ridiculous. But then after you do it so many times, right, you start to really believe it. I love that. That's great.
Yeah, and you absolutely do feel completely ridiculous when you do it. And I find women, when I'm speaking at an event, I've gotten women to do this, you know, a room full of 200 women to all say it with me. And you can see they really kind of shake in their boots because they roll their eyes. They're like, "Eh, this is weird." So yeah, it is, you definitely feel ridiculous, but the more times you say it, the more you believe it.
That's okay. Some of my friends think I'm weird because I like, if I see a good quote, I love motivational quotes. And if I find one, I'll sort of like stick it up somewhere in my house and then they'll see it and they're like, "What is this?" But it just reminds me of, you know, when I see something that, you know, kind of inspires me, it just reminds me if I see it at different times through my day, but they think I'm funny for doing that, but I totally get it.
I actually have them all over my house. I'm sitting here in my office right now looking at about six of them that are right in front of me when I work every day. And, you know, it's important to remind yourself. A word I always use to describe myself is fierce. And I actually went and got a personalized license plate this year that says fierce. And I hesitated for a long time before I put it on my truck because do you really want to put that out there? But I thought, you know what? I have nothing to lose. So now I proudly display fierce on my license plate. So I think that's what we women need to do is own our power, empower ourselves, and, you know, be proud of it. Society in general for so many years has not really encouraged women to be proud of themselves and to celebrate their successes. And I think it's key for us women in building our resilience to empower ourselves and to be our biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah, and I think it's so important for women to kind of stand by each other and stick together. Like, if I saw you driving and you had a fierce on your vehicle, I would be like, "Yes, awesome." Like, that woman is fierce. I love that, right?
Yeah.
And I'd love to get to a point where every woman feels that way and they want to celebrate each other's successes, you know, and maybe not feel jealousy or put other women down or, you know, think maybe they're being vain. Like, I think that's great. If you're fierce, put it out there. Good for you.
Yeah, totally. I love it. And we do have to celebrate our successes and our friends and neighbors and sisters' successes. And I mean, there is more than enough success and abundance for everybody to have more than their fair share. And I think by building each other up and empowering each other, we have nothing to lose. We can only all gain from it. And it's just amazing when I go speak at women's events to see the connections that are made and the power that you feel within that room of everybody celebrating together. And I think we need way more of it in our everyday lives. And I encourage women to do it through my program and through my speaking as well.
I love it. And I know I've mentioned this a few different times, but, you know, one of the reasons I'm in the business I'm in with speakers is that feeling, you know, you can watch videos of people speaking on the internet and that, but when you're actually in a room with other like-minded people and that great speaker gets up there and is super inspiring, that energy, like, there's nothing quite like that.
Now, I would agree. It's amazing. And I've been fortunate to be in a lot of those rooms. And I even feel it, and not to the same extent, but in Facebook groups. And I just started a Facebook group to try to get that feeling within women and to encourage each other. within that, where we can be miles apart and still try to find that energy with each other. So I really like that as well, but you cannot replace that feeling of being in a room with that speaker on the stage and the tears. And I've seen, also watched some incredible speakers who have just brought the entire, I've been in one room with 9,000 people and everybody was in tears because of that speaker. So it's phenomenal what can be done from a stage.
That brings up a good question, Karen. Is there one speaker, I'm sorry, I'm totally putting you on the spot, but I always like to know, is there someone that comes to mind? Maybe it's that person in the room you're just talking about that is just a really great speaker and you've learned something from or has inspired you to do what you're doing now?
I would have to say there's a lot of them, mm-hmm. but the one speaker that I saw just in October of last year, and was actually the person I was referring to when I was talking to you, was Rachel Hollis, which most women know who Rachel Hollis is. But at this event that I was at, there was one other speaker who has been a speaker far longer than her and has a way bigger name than her. But she was the only speaker out of a lineup of maybe 10 that spoke from her heart, that, you know, she went right down in the audience and talked to a young man for probably 15 minutes. And that's when everyone was in tears, you know, and just really encouraged him to do his best and be his best and that he was enough. And I just loved how she spoke from her heart, no script. She had a few notes in her phone and would run back to her phone and check it. But she was just so real and authentic. And I think that's what really got me in that moment. And that's what I try to bring to the stage too, is the real authentic me, some vulnerability, but then a powerful message at the end to inspire people to be better and do better.
Yeah, I mean, before you just said that, I was thinking about telling you exactly that, you know, I know you a little bit now, and from my experience with you, you are super genuine, and I can, you know, I know that you bring, you know, the reason you're doing this is just all the right reasons, you know, and it comes from a really deep place, and I think it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
And there may be, you know, people or women out there listening to this podcast, and they're going through a really difficult time in their life. You know, what should they do? What are the first steps? Like, how should they just start to overcome what they're dealing with?
Well, I have 5 kind of things that I like to think about when I am having a rough day or when I'm trying to make a big decision in my life. So the first one we already talked about was speak kindly to yourself. And, you know, beyond loving yourself, talk to yourself like you would talk to a little kid. You know, the mean things you say to yourself, you would never say to your 5-year-old self. My other thing is stop living to make other people feel comfortable. I know as women, we try to please everybody else instead of trying to please ourselves. And we have to really step into all of the awesome that we are. And as we said before, be real, authentic, own it, and stop trying to make other people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Be your own biggest cheerleader, like we've already talked about. Be fierce and tell the world that you're fierce. And own your mistakes, because we all make mistakes. We have to own the mistakes and then learn a lesson from them. Even in horrible relationships, some of it is our fault, and we have to own that and deal with it. And the biggest one that I've had the most trouble with, it's okay to be vulnerable, and it's okay to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And we women find it really hard to do that, but that's all part of being real. So find someone you trust, talk to them, and be vulnerable. Treat your mental health the same as you would treat your physical health. And just, you know, yeah. Those are the first steps.
So this has been so much great information, but where can people find you?
I have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find me at Karen Dean Speaks is my username on all of those platforms. And you can also go to my website, which is KarenDeanSpeaks.com. And I actually have a free checklist there that can help you start building your resilience and taking your life to the next level. And you can get it for free at KarenDeanSpeaks.com/checklist.